Please take your Bibles, turn with me back to Acts. We're returning to Acts chapter 3. A little bit of review from a few weeks ago, because it has been a little period of time since we have been there. Acts chapter 3, we're going to begin reading with verse 22. Acts chapter 3, verse 22. Acts chapter 3, beginning to read with verse 22. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our father, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his Son, Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came unto them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They laid hands on them, put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for the opportunity to preach your word. I thank you and praise you for each and every one that has come today to hear your word. Please that it just will touch our hearts, convict our hearts, and show us that we're lost and a sinner, if that be the case. And today be the day of salvation, that, Father, your Spirit will come and convict the heart, and they may not understand, but they will recognize that call to Jesus, and so please that they realize that unbelief has kept them where they are, and they need salvation, and that salvation can only come through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank and praise you that you sent your Son, that he could come, live, die, and be raised again, and take care of the problem I had with sin. Please, just guide and lead us now today. We just ask that you bless each one of us with salvation or with growing closer to you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. We look at these verses of Scripture, and we find the word prophet. A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you. A prophet. The Jews, the nation of Israel, was looking for this prophet. They asked John the Baptist, art thou that prophet? They were looking for this prophet. They knew the Old Testament word directed them to this prophet. And that prophet, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ. They recognized in John chapter 7, verses 37 through 43, and we're going to turn back there, that when the rivers of living water, when Jesus spoke to them, that they recognize of a truth, this is the prophet. John chapter 7, and please turn with me. John chapter 7, verse 37. John 7, 37, and we're going to read all the way down through verse 43. Wonderful verses of Scripture. John chapter 7, verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified or had not yet ascended. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, Of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, This is the Christ. But some said, Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the Scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? You see, there are always folks that are ready to listen and to learn. There are always folks that are ready to question it and doubt. And we have both in the group that we're talking about here in John. And the point we had back in the Psalms, and we have Psalms 141 and Psalms 142, both places we find David crying out. And in looking up that word in both cases here and also back in Psalms in both of those chapters, it is almost a shriek. It's a loud call. And that's and many times in anguish the word is used there, in that call, that cry that comes out. And you see the Lord Jesus desires that all would be saved, that all would come and trust and accept this living water. We are sinners, we were born in sin, we need salvation. And the only way salvation can come is when the Spirit of God convicts our heart. And that comes through, it can come through the God's creation, but it also comes through the Word of God. And when the Word of God is proclaimed, the Spirit of God convicts your heart. Now, when we say convicts your heart, it's drawing you, it's showing us who we are. I'm a sinner. I'm lost. I'm separated from God. I need to be brought to God. And that's what happens the day that we say, Yes, Lord Jesus, come into our hearts. Now, the conviction is what's needed. The Spirit calls you. And when that call comes and you begin to have questions, please, at that time, just say, Jesus, come into my heart and save me. And He will. It's it. He saves you. He keeps you. The conviction of the Spirit of God. So please, don't be as some of these here, as they said, you know, shall Christ come out of Galilee? The Scripture says that Christ cometh from the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem. Some believed, some questioned. And the problem is that none of us know our last breath. And there was a king one time, and he said to Paul, almost persuadest me. And please, don't be that one that you've almost persuaded me, because it's not something I can persuade you of. I don't want to persuade you of it. I want to tell you about Jesus, and I want you to say yes to Jesus. I want you to be born again. I want you to be born again. Here we find that they were looking back in Acts. They were looking for this prophet. They were aware that he was there. When in John chapter 6, verse 14, when he fed the 5,000, the Jews declared, this is a truth that the prophet should come into the world. And so this must be this prophet. And yet multitudes did not believe. They believed that Messiah would be the greatest of all prophets, even greater than Moses. But when the one greater than Moses came, they rejected him. in the Old Testament, they have verse after verse. You have the beautiful picture of the tabernacle with the offerings and the sacrifices. All of that points so clearly and so directly right to the Lord Jesus Christ. But that was a picture, and that picture was being painted all through the Old Testament. But now that Jesus has come, that picture and that painting is full. We have the light, and we need to accept that light. We're in darkness, we need to accept the light. So please come by faith to the Lord Jesus. These folks didn't. Many of them, as the scripture says in verse 4 of chapter 4, that's the reason I wanted to read to that point and don't think that we're going to get that far, but I wanted to read to that point that there was 5,000 that believed that day. So if you go back to the verse 41 of chapter 2, there was 3,000. And now we have 5,000. And so far, Peter only preached twice. That's a revival. That's a revival. Two preaching services, and we have 8,000 people saved. That's revival. But the problem is, so many still doubt. The scripture says in verse 22 there, Acts chapter 3, verse 22, "For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren." And they have such a special blessing because God has chosen the nation of Israel to be His. He has given them special promises of land and wealth and everything. And that's something that we don't possess today with the church. We have the spiritual blessings, but they had material blessings. They had the promise of wealth and health and all those things. And they had the Word. God gave them the Word. The Gentiles didn't have the Word. They had the Word. And that's what Peter's talking about here. He says, We have told you, all the prophets have told you, Moses that you love and feel is so important, Abraham, everyone has told you about this great prophet, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has come. He is here. He has come by faith, and we need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. They tell him that the prophet that Moses spoke of, this is the one. The one that you have taken and the one that you have crucified. This is the Savior of the world, this great prophet. Why didn't the Jews, the Israelites, why didn't they recognize that this was the great prophet? Because they expected this great prophet to also be a great king and take out from under them the rule of Rome and set up and have his kingdom right here and now. That's what they were looking for. That's the kind of prophet. They weren't looking to a humble a carpenter's son that came out of Bethlehem, even though the prophecy told them that. They could not understand how that this could be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because you see, they did not believe. They did not recognize that they need a Savior. Let's go to Acts chapter 28, because we're in the same situation today. Acts chapter 28, verses 24 through 28. Acts chapter 28, beginning to read with verse 24. Acts 28, 24, "And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed. After that Paul had spoken one word, well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our father, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. Seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I shall heal them." Verse 28, "Be it not known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it." the rejection. The nation of Israel rejected the prophet, turned their back. Because of that, then, God closed the ears and closed the eyes that the nation of Israel individually can be saved, but the great call to the nation of Israel will not return until the tribulation period. Right now, a Jew can be saved. An Israelite can be saved. I've just never really done this, and I should have. When I get to sections like this in the book of Romans on the radio, I give an invitation to an Israelite, to a Jew. I said, please, the nation has been set aside, but you can hear this word. And please come and be born again. And when it says all of Israel will be saved, that's a time later, because every Jew that dies today dies and goes straight to hell. As every unbeliever, every person that does not come by faith to the Lord Jesus. It's so sad what has happened to the nation of Israel. But this can be applied to us as well, because we are coming to the time, we are in the church of Laodicea's age, and we are coming to a time where the ears have been closed and the eyes have been closed. Yes, they're seeing and their ears are hearing, but they're not seeing and they're not hearing. They're dull. And that's the condition that the world is in today, because we are to the same place, or I believe, right now, that the nation of Israel was before Jesus set them aside. I think we're to that same place as far as the world's concerned. As that time, there were a remnant of Jews, of Israelites that got saved. Right now, there's a remnant of people that are truly getting saved, but so many, most, are being deceived and lied to by preacher after preacher after preacher that is not giving the gospel by grace. They're not saying you're saved and sealed by the Holy Spirit. They're not preaching the Word of God. They have left the Word of God. And so, please, that as we look to the Word of God, we can take this exact same situation and circumstances that we read here in Acts chapter 28 and compare it to today. Because people are dull of hearing. They can't see it. Their heart is cold. But please, open up your heart to the Lord Jesus. Ask him to come in and to save you. He that heareth my word, in John chapter 5, verse 24. John chapter 1, verse 14, we know that the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Peter declared to the Jews very clearly, this is the prophet. This is that prophet. This is the Messiah. And we should be here today, and we should be declaring that this is the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Come by faith to him. Have that personal relationship. How do you have the personal relationship? Invite him into your heart when the Holy Spirit convicts you. But the result of all that, if you refuse, is found in verse 23. It shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Now that begins to Israel. This is clearly to the nation of Israel. But it's the same answer to a Gentile. The same answer is to everyone that does not believe. We will be destroyed. Now, I believe that this is making a direct reference to the nation of Israel in 70 A.D. when Rome came and destroyed the nation of the city of Jerusalem and scattered the Israelites around the world. And until 1948, did they start gathering back in again? And so, until this time, until the time of 1948. God destroyed, and literally thousands, if not millions, of Israelites, as Jews, were killed, were destroyed on that day. Why did God have to come up and bring Rome in to destroy the city of Jerusalem? Because Israel did not stop with their offerings and their sacrifices. They did not accept the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice in the Lord Jesus that died in 33, year 70 is when Jesus said he gave them 30, 37 years to reject what had been completed, to stop doing that. And they didn't. They continued and they continued. And he says, all right, judgment's going to come. I'm going to destroy you. And he didn't just knock the temple down so they couldn't do it. He came in, sent Rome, and slaughtered, destroyed them. Thousands upon thousands of Israelites died that day. They died because they have rejected the truth. Now, we may not see that kind of gross death because of unbelief. But every individual that dies today without the Lord Jesus goes straight to hell. And you have to have that wonderful relationship with the Lord Jesus. Trust in Him today. The Old Testament told of that. It was clear. All the prophets, as the Scripture says here in verse 24, yea, all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after. So we have Moses and we have Samuel listed here. And if you go back, we're not going to take time, but you can go back into 2 Samuel where it speaks very clearly of this. But it is named. We need to, in Psalms 99:6, it's listed Moses and Samuel has brought the name of Jesus before you. And so we need to see that the truth was there. And the truth is here today. So why do so many reject it? Why do so many not listen to this prophet, the Messiah? Please. Verse 24 again, yea, and all the prophets from Samuel to those that followed after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days, told of the judgment of Israel, told of the setting aside of the nation of Israel, told of the Messiah, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Told it clearly. And now all that has been fulfilled. So you can take the Old Testament and bring in Jesus and what He has done upon the cross, and it is finished. It's complete. And so please, come by faith to the Lord Jesus. In verse 25, ye are the children of the prophets of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Peter desires so much that these Israelites be saved. He says, do you understand that the promise that was given to Abraham, do you understand that you're children of those prophets? You're that same family. Why don't you believe your own family? Now, sometimes today, many times in the Scripture says that, you know, you have to forsake your father and your mother. Because father and mother had followed the old tradition of the old church and the gospel wasn't preached. And he says, get away from that. I had to get away from that. I had to get away from my grandfather and my grandmother and my father and my mother and come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Because they were not taught that the Savior came and that we need to come by faith to Jesus. They weren't taught that. And so, do I continue with that same tradition and go to hell? Or do I come by faith to Jesus? What's your decision? He's telling them that this is all your family. Believe him. The covenant came through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. All those, Moses. All these that you say you love and you believe, here's the word. Believe it. Peter was brokenhearted that they wouldn't. Verse 26, unto you first, God having raised up His Son Jesus, sent Him to bless you in the turning away of every one of you from His iniquity. That Scripture, verse 26, raised up, is not referring to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. It's referring to His birth. As He raised up a prophet, He also raised up the Lord Jesus. And so, it's not referring here to His resurrection. It's referring to He has come. He has been here. He has lived among us. You have seen the miracles. You have witnessed and testified his death, his resurrection. Believe. This is the prophet. This is the prophet. God appointed, God anointed, God sent his son to preach to the people, to turn them away from their sin, but they refused to hear him. They refused to hear. They refused to believe his message. They rejected his person, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was not the prophet, and they demanded his death. That's what come. Got a couple of verses of scripture here to read. Please, that we don't follow the path of Israel. That we don't follow the path that the Jews followed. We have the light. We need to come by faith to Jesus. We need to preach his word in season, out of season. We need to preach it every day. Matthew chapter 23. Verse 37 and 38. Matthew 23, verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. That's what happened to the nation of Israel. That's what happened to the nation of Israel. John chapter 5, verse 39 and 40. John chapter 5, verse 39. It tells us to search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. Search the scriptures. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. With the mouth, with the heart, believe into the Lord Jesus Christ. Today the gospel is not preached. We're just like Israel. They are missing the Messiah. Don't miss the Messiah. Don't miss the Lord Jesus. Come by faith to him and trust in him. Don't be as the nation of Israel. God has had to set them aside, turn them aside. The whole nation. Israelites, Jews can be saved. You can be saved if you'll come by faith to Jesus. As we go back and continue into that fourth chapter, we find that the religious leaders of that day did not like what they said. And religious leaders today don't like what we say. Many people are offended when you tell them that you're lost. You need a Savior. Speak the words. That's the real love that we have for the lost, that they come by faith to Jesus. And praise the Lord, some listened. 5,000. How many were in that crowd that day that stood there and listened to Peter? I guarantee you they didn't have a comfortable pew and paddle fans and an air conditioner. And as he preached that day. We'll start with the beginning of the fourth chapter next week. Let's close in prayer. Father, I loved the scripture back in when we had Acts concerning the Ethiopian eunuch and Romans chapter 3, and then on to Romans chapter 6, the last 3 weeks. Now we're getting back to those, you're the Jews, and they have rejected you as a nation. had all the light. They had so much. And most of them missed you. Today we have more light than ever. We have more proof than ever that Jesus died, rose again, was God, was man, come to save us. And opens the door. All we need to do is say yes. So please, Father, have us take that message out to this lost and dying world. And if folks are here that do not know you as their Savior, that today be the day they say yes to Jesus. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.